This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In remarks, President Trump said he expects the Palestinians and others to follow in normalizing relations with Israel.
You'll have most countries join, and you're going to have the Palestinians in a very good position. They want to come in. They're going to want to come in because all of their friends are in.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. As the nation remembers 9/11, anniversary commemorations are being changed amid a new crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Like in past years, relatives gathered at New York's Ground Zero and heard victims' names.
Jeffrey Thomas Campbell.
But the readings were on tape, not live, which memorial leaders called a virus safety precaution. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani called it something else.
I find it disgraceful.
The change shocked Anne-Marie Demick, whose 23-year-old brother died on 9/11.
That was so hurtful, so hurtful.
She was among families at a separate remembrance set up by another organization.
Terrence Andre Aiken.
With the names read live. The pandemic also restricted the Pentagon's 9/11 remembrance, which family members could not attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. China and India said Friday they had agreed to de-escalate renewed tensions on their contested Himalayan border and to take steps to restore peace and tranquility following a high-level meeting in Moscow. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Top diplomats from India and China met in Moscow on Friday and said that they'd agreed to disengage their forces in the Himalayas and de-escalate. 20 Indian troops were killed in a clash in June there, and the most recent incident came this week when both countries accused each other of firing into the air, violating a long-held protocol not to use firearms in the area. China's foreign ministry said in a statement that its state councillor, Wang Yi, told India's foreign minister, S.J. Shankar, quote, the imperative is to immediately stop provocations such as firing and other dangerous actions that violate the commitments made by the two sides. He also said all personnel and equipment that have trespassed at the border must be moved to de-escalate the situation.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Some European countries are dealing with a resurgence of COVID-19. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Dutch Public Health Institute says 1,270 people tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. That's the highest number since mid-April. It's the second time this week that Dutch daily infections have topped 1,000 and a sign that the virus is making a resurgence in the Netherlands. In Birmingham, England's second largest city, households are being urged to stop socializing. The latest government data for Birmingham, England, shows the infection rate has doubled in the past week, and the number of confirmed cases in the UK has spiked at over 3,500, the highest daily total since May 17th. In Eastern Europe, Hungary and the Czech Republic registered all-time daily highs on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
Greece has begun setting up tents for migrants who had to flee a fire at the Moria refugee camp on Lesbos. The government had been searching for a location that would not cause the ire of the locals, as tolerance by Lesbos residents has run thin in the last years after Moria overflowed. Authorities began setting up temporary tents for homeless migrants on the island on Friday after flying them in on military helicopters. Thousands of migrants remained stranded on the streets for a third day, sleeping on the streets, in parking lots, in olive groves, and even in cemeteries. Following a visit to Lesbos, European Commission Vice President Margaritis Skinas said a new camp would be set up with modern facilities to replace Moria. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.